This is called an acrostic, and Gary's going to put some letters up there. And what does it spell? Care, well done. That's the easy bit. Now, bit of audience participation here. For C, what would you associate that with within the Christian life, within the scriptures? Christ, yeah. I'm waiting to see if you get the one that I've got. Church, cross, communion. These are all very good. Commitment, compassion, which is almost there, Stanley. Care. I've put care. Now, in Derby Hospital, there's a big notice with these letters on. And they've got different words to theirs. But I saw it and I thought, oh, that's a good idea for a sermon at some point. So here we go. Care. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, casting your cares on him. Anxieties, you know, problems. Cast them all on him. We seem to worry non-stop sometimes, don't we? Sometimes there's no need. Sometimes there is need to worry, which causes us to pray. But we're told to cast our cares onto Jesus. He's there, just wanting to pick up our cares and our worries and our problems. Another meaning we can find is in Luke 10, verse 41, when Martha and Mary had invited Jesus and the disciples for a meal and to talk to them about the scriptures. And Martha said to Jesus, don't you care about all the work I've had to do? How many times have we said that or heard that? Don't you care? In other words, aren't you bothered that I'm here slaving away, doing the dishes, cooking the dinner, hoovering, doing the beds, everything else that we ladies do or don't do. And sometimes the men do them as well, don't they? Or more often. I'll get myself into trouble then. In other words, aren't you bothered, Jesus, that I've done all this? Of course Jesus was bothered. He would appreciate Martha's work. He would appreciate the meal that she'd cooked, but more importantly than that, he wanted to talk to Mary and Martha, the two sisters, about the scriptures. But Martha had become quite resentful. Why should I have to do this all by myself? Why should I have to clear the table and see to everybody? Martha had to learn to sit at the feet of Jesus. The cares of the day would have waited in that instance. The important thing was to listen to Jesus. And the care we really want to see come into fruition is the care and the compassion that Jesus showed. The meaning of this kind of love is, this kind of care is love and grace and a peace. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, cast your cares, your worries on him, for he cares for us. He loves us. He cherishes us. He's everything to us, and he wants us to realise that. He's given us everything. Let's give something back in return. Our love for him and for others. Let's show that in our lives. Let's show compassion and friendship. My little great-grandson has a lovely saying, caring is sharing, and sharing is caring. Let's share the love that Jesus has given us. Let's share it with each other. Let's share it with the world. We'll win more people to Jesus that way than preaching at them. Let's just show them that compassion and that care and see what happens when we can do it all the time. It's good for us and it's good for those out there who are living life without Christ, who are living lonely lives, who are living lives that are not good. We want to win them to Jesus. But go on to A. Right, what do we think to A? Aggravation. Adoration. Good one. Very good one, Lewis. Especially as it's Christmas time, we think of that, don't we? Attitude. 10 out of 10, Russell. Attitude, that's my next point. He looks astonished. He's a clever chap. Attitude. What's our attitude like? Do we get riled about things that we come across? Do we get riled about people who perhaps cross us the wrong way? You know, somebody upsets us and we don't like it. What's our attitude like? Do we complain to people outside the church about what is happening in church if it's not to our liking? The right attitude can go a long way. And again, as we show caring to people in our attitudes, we can show the love of Jesus too. How are we living? Are we living for Jesus? Or do we have entirely the wrong attitude? An attitude that people can see from a mile away. Oh, I don't want to go near them. If that's what they like at church, I'm not going there, you know, and step back. But we want the right attitude in order to witness. We want to be positive in our attitude. I think probably we're all guilty of having the wrong attitude sometimes. I certainly have. And we just want to uplift our Lord and Saviour, don't we? We want to show the world that he's the one that can save us. Can save us from our sins, can save us from trouble, can save us from all sorts of things that we shouldn't be into. There's only Jesus can do that. Let him just soak through you, give you the right attitude to be a witness. Now, I don't know if any or many of you saw Stephen on television on Wednesday. My son Stephen, he's had a remarkable touch. He's going to come here one Sunday soon and tell us about it. And but he's had this brilliant touch. I mean, we know it's of God. Perhaps other people wouldn't say that. He went to see, I shan't tell you all of it because it'll spoil it when he comes, but he went to see some counsellors that instead of waiting 18 months to see, he got in within days. And he's well and truly better. For the last 3-4 weeks, he hasn't had a convulsion or a fit or anything. And it's amazing. In fact, he took me to McDonald's last night. Well, usually evening times, he's not fit to drive because of his physical condition. But he was on this morning show with Philip Schofield, and he wouldn't let me go. Marie went, and I really wanted to go and see Philip Schofield. But Philip said to Stephen, what do you want to do now? And Stephen said to him, well, I've worked in care. He says, that was my job before I had to give up. He says, I want to give something back to the community. And Philip Schofield was really touched by that. And already, Stephen's still doing his landscaping, but already he's been approached to go and do some work at Landermeads, do a project there and Landamines have got the highest awards, and they're outstanding in the project that Stephen did four years ago. They've been awarded all sorts of things because of the work that Stephen did. So, you know, God is at work in lives like that. And, I mean, we never thought that would happen, but it's absolutely brilliant. But Stephen wants to, the point I'm making, Stephen wants to give back to the community. And, you know, Jesus has done so much for us. Are we giving back to him? Are we allowing him to work through us and just to serve him? And at this point, I'd just like to say I'm grateful for all those lifts I've had to hospital. Sometimes it's been hours and hours and hours waiting for me. All the times you've taken me out for coffee and phoned up and things like that. People have showed that they've cared, and I do appreciate that. Another A could be acts. Psalm 14, 145. God talks about God's mighty acts. Does our attitude reflect our acts, both towards God and each other? Or do we let him down by the very way that we lead our lives? Come to R. Any ideas? Rejoice, good one, but not the one that
Reliant.
Restoration. Thank you. And you are a clever lot between you all, aren't you? Restore. Psalm 23. He restores my soul. In other words, God brings us back to where he wants us, to where we should be in our walk with him. Jesus took away our burdens on Calvary. He's given us a new life. He's given us a new life in him. He's restored us back to himself. And if we let him, he will continue to do that. He cares. He gives us the right attitude if we let him. And he restores us to our rightful place with him. And being restored, we're also resting in his love. And, you know, that's all we can do really, isn't it? Just rest in his love. And he's there, just guiding us and leading us. And lastly, we've got E. And eternity. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you have done well tonight, all of you. He gives us eternal life. John 3:16. Let me read this one. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If there's nothing else in the scriptures that you know, learn that one. John 3:16. It's the gospel in a nutshell. It's all that Jesus has done for us. We've only got to believe, and he's there just cherishing us. We can't hope for more than that, can we? Jesus promised us eternal life if only we believe in him. But what a promise. What a promise. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. Your kingdom is everlasting, and your dominion endures through all generations. Let's show the world that Jesus lives in us through our testimonies, through the very lives we lead, by showing we care, by having the right attitude, by being restored and knowing we have eternal life. We can let the world know that Jesus is alive forevermore. Thank you for listening. Thank you.